Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Mayor Don DeWard joins us on today's program to take a look back at the year 2020 for the city of Pella. This is part one of a two-part interview.
And we'll start with a look back. And for many people that are listening right now, 2020 wasn't the best year, obviously, with the world changing with COVID-19 and all the different things and factors and ways people may have been impacted. But overall, for the city of Pella, it seems like you're still able to find some bright spots in what was a tough year. Your initial thoughts as you think back to your first year in office and what 2020 has meant so far?
Yeah, obviously it's been an interesting year. A lot of things no one anticipated happening. We, you know, were elected a year ago in November and took over the first of the year, and kind of with excitement because there's so many great things that I knew were coming on the horizon for this community. And so start out in January and February and talking about some of the things that we wanted to work on. And then March, I can remember the exact date, March 26 hit when the governor started to shut things down, and of course the whole landscape changed. So we had to respond to that. So that added some difficulties for us as a community. Obviously, the things that happened with Tulip Time and the things we had to cancel and the way people had to change the way they were going about business was tough. It was a tough time. A lot of decisions had to be made along the way. So when you look back on that, just totally come out of the blue, nothing no one really expected. So you just had to react. And it was one of those, I remember when it first started, just changed. Things changed so rapidly that on a Tuesday you might have some situation, by Friday it probably was different. And so, you know, any decision that was made, you didn't really know for a while if it was the right one or not. But when I look back now, we're not totally on the backside of it. There's some promise with a vaccine, and it seems like in Iowa now the cases are starting to lessen a little bit. So there's a light at the end of the tunnel. And really, we've weathered this very well as a community. We have a lot of great things that have happened and that continue to happen in the community. So certainly wasn't a lost year for us. Might have to put a little asterisk by it when you start talking about some things. But overall, this community is resilient, and I think we'll come out of the other side probably better for having to gone through it.
Well, one of the difficult things that you had alluded to was the cancellation of Tulip Time here for our community. We think about springtime. That's a huge piece of who we are and our identity, not just the event itself, but the 6 or 7 weeks leading up when the flowers are blooming. And at that point in time, businesses had their most severe restrictions of all kinds, right, with being in the building and restaurants and so on. As part of that, the city worked with Pace Alliance and a unique program. Again, one of those where you have to kind of come up with a fly to incentivize people to spend locally, and that was Pay It Forward Pella. And I was a participant in that and was going through those same things that every resident in Pella, I think, was. Talk about that program and the other ways that the community rallied around, especially once Tulip Time was canceled. And again, an event that has so much economic impact was suddenly gone in just a matter of weeks.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned the Pay It Forward program, and that was an idea from Pace that came to me and the city and said, hey, we have this idea how we can maybe help our businesses when everybody had to shut down with, promoting some shop local. And it was an unbelievable success. The Pace Alliance put $5,000 up, the city put $5,000 up, and then along the way there were a few more donations, so I think it ended up being $14,000 or $15,000 was given, which translated into, you know, a couple hundred thousand dollars of shopping in Pella. And so I think that was a nice boost for most of our businesses in town. And just it's obviously, April and May were very difficult months for everybody because people were shut down. Tulip Time didn't happen, as you said. You know, it's huge economic impact. But from what I understand and talking to our retailers and just watching activity around town from after June, things really picked back up and people started coming back to town. And I think our downtown realtor or businesses have done much, much better and actually have done very well since then. And plus, I really think that it made people pretty aware of how important shopping locally is. And it's so that's been a big shot in the arm for our businesses also.
Well, and there were some innovative businesses came up. We've got food delivery in town now. I know a lot of our parks that kind of opened, and we were trying to adjust to all those different things there. And on top of that, we were one of the few communities that had some tough decisions to make about our summer activities, Thursdays in Pella, and so on. Your thoughts about how we handled that transition from being closed to opening, to being one of the few communities in the state, maybe country, that celebrated the 4th of July, and how we had to balance the seriousness of the virus, but at the same time, the need to at some point open some of these things back up again.
Yeah, again, that was kind of interesting. You know, when the COVID first hit in March, there was just so much unknown about it. And there was, you know, somewhat of a panic across the country. And if you really think about it, we shut schools, we shut everything down. We had no cases at that time. And then as the summer progressed, I think that you know, the evidence kept coming more and more that, you know, outdoor activities, if people weren't, you know, in real close proximity to each other, really there was not much spread of cases from that. Of course, in April when the tulips came out, people come. You know, we had all the news media was here because we had quite a little controversy about whether people should come and look at the flowers and this and that. So that period of time was rather difficult because there was some pretty vocal, you know, discussion on both sides, whether we, you know, I had people tell me we should chop down all the tulips to so that people wouldn't come. But I think we got through that time period without a spike in cases or anything. So when it came to the 4th of July, we had a lot of discussion about that. But I think the things that the, you know, the committee that organizes that along with the city and discussions we had by extending the parade route from the normal so that people could spread out, you know, I think it was a great success. We had a lot of people here. Again, there was no evidence of any kind of a outbreak or big spread from that. And it really, at that point in time, I think it was a huge shot in the arm for the community. People had been cooped up without much to do. And yes, there were a lot of people downtown, but I think most people were pretty respectful about keeping distance and those kind of things. And so it turned out, I think, to be a really good event for us at the time.
Hear more from Mayor DeWard on Monday's Let's Talk Pella. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniakrls.com under podcasts or subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.